Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Police use automated license plate readers to track drivers, compile store travel records of everyone. I told you in 1996 that was going on. It was in trade publications. Everybody said, we don't do that in America. There is no way. That's true, Alex. We do not appreciate you fear-mongering and bringing stuff like that up. I probably need to reboot this computer. It's really slow today. I thought InfoWars was slow, but now I realize it's everything. There it is, watchdog.org. Who's watching me? Police took photos of my license plates. And then they got a CBS News article right there breaking all that down and how they stored the license plates. Remember how long we told you? Remember how long we told you that that was going on? Daily Caller's also reporting on it. Virginia cops constantly photograph random people's license plates. Well, folks, a lot of the cars have it now. And if you've got a U.S. plate out and you lost your license and you can't even keep your job and you can't pay all the bills, you don't want to go on welfare, so you're driving in a car like half people I know, and you're wondering why you're constantly getting pulled over, it's because they have you in a database that you don't have insurance or that you haven't paid the registration. You've got to put Mexican plates on your car and you will be godlike. And I'm not telling you to do this yourself. I know people that have done it. They are now invisible. They don't get pulled over. They don't get messed with. Nothing happens to them. They are literally like Casper the Friendly Ghost. No one can see them. And it just shows how crazy it is to be in the system. And they just keep writing the tickets and writing the tickets and writing the tickets till people go bankrupt. They lose their job. They go on welfare. Mission complete. Destroy the country. Shut down the farmers. Shut down the factories. Shut down the ranches. Shut down the culture. Abort the babies. Shut down the new road building. Ship the jobs overseas. Break America. The bitter clingers cling to their Bibles and their guns. Don't worry. We'll bankrupt them. We'll get them. And when libertarians and constitutionalists try to take over the Republican Party, you'll have a giant horde of neocons there and fake conservatives demonizing anybody that talks about the FEMA camps, the drones, the bullets, the Bundys. And they'll just say, Bundys are bad, there are no bullets, there is no New World Order, there are no checkpoints, none of it's true, none of it's true. Everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. But then they'll pay lip service and go, I'm a libertarian talk show host. I've given up on the Republican establishment. Listeners, come join me. Follow me. I talk about the New World Order sometimes. You know, it's run by the Democrats. Yeah. But we need to attack Putin. We need to have this war in Russia. And we need to, you know, Russia's behind the Boston bombing now. And Alex Jones is bad. It's like, wow. You really find out who's who when you get down to brass tacks. The good news is the message of liberty has already been put out. The good news is that people know the score. They know how things work now more and more, that it's foreign offshore banks above the law, tax exempt, that are lobbying to raise taxes on poor people. And they know the Democratic Party's race baiting, creating racial division to make it about racial conflict in the future because they're going to screw everybody so bad financially, they know everybody's going to leave them. So they've got to just make it about race issues instead of real issues. And the Republicans are just a bunch of sold out right wing of the Democratic Party, desperately trying to destroy any libertarian takeover and desperately on every major neocon channel defending Harry Reid. Because they got to defend Harry Reid. Harry Reid's telling them, look, if I go down for this, you're all going to go down. I know all about your swindles and side deals and land deals. We're all in this together, strangling America. Now join me and Bill Clinton and come in for the big win.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio
Racist.
Network.
Change the channel.
Live
Racist.
From Austin, Texas.
Change it. Put the Obama channel on. Yeah, yeah.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls. The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is a song.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is a song. When we live it our dream. Everything is better when we stick together.
We should cut into this intro, the Ellen DeGeneres going,
oh my gosh, President, everyone loves it. It's so wonderful. Everyone should thank you for the Obamacare. Oh my gosh.
And he goes, well, that's right, Ellen. It cuts it down to the price of a phone bill or cable bill. I mean, lies. Well, Ellen, you can keep your doctor, actually. In your dreams. I mean, so ridiculous. Everything is wonderful.
Don't be extreme. Oh, my gosh, that bad man Bundy. Here's what I want to say about the Bundy Ranch standoff. Then we're going to get into Obamacare, tax day, all the rest of it. It's that our forebears, I saw a Boston Globe article more than a decade ago that estimated the amount of tea dumped in the harbor. Tea was a luxury from India at the time, not cheap. It was an upper class thing to even be able to have it. Was over $6 million adjusted for today in one ship that they dumped into the harbor. So they dressed up in disguises, left the Green Dragon Inn, went over, and dumped the tea in the harbor. And they also went around when redcoats would beat people up or rape somebody. Well, redcoats would get found with a throat slit. Or they'd get them in public and dump hot tar on them, which a lot of times killed you. You see, when you dump hot tar on somebody, it creates third-degree burns across the body, and then they would put feathers on it. And people say, oh, tar and feather. They would pour hot tar on people. And, of course, that's called our founders. We would call them terrorists today, according to the Army in Fort Hood. They say that the founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Because they were about 50 times more aggressive than Clive Bundy. You know, I yelled at Piers Morgan and said, listen, it's about taking our guns and enslaving us. Stop the fake debate. You're trying to trick us. You're a foreigner doing this. Go back to England, redcoat. Nothing against the people in England. You're a redcoat. You're a foreign soldier. Oh, my gosh, he yelled at him. We're so discredited. I mean, you don't raise your voice. When the Brits came to take the guns from the Brits, they were English citizens, predominantly. When they came, Paul Revere wrote around saying, to arms, the redcoats are coming. One is by land, two is by sea. Prepare yourselves. And then they started shooting people. Oh, my gosh. Oh, when the government funds the Ukrainians to overthrow the government and shoot the police and Molotov cocktail, oh, my gosh, the CIA asset on CNN. But, by the way, I don't just say that. He's admittedly CIA. Anderson Cooper. Just, this is so wonderful. Look how handsome that man is. Oh, my gosh. I love the Molotov cocktail. So sexy. Oh, they just shot that unarmed cop for no reason. Clearly, it's an elected government. Not perfect. But compared to a lot of globalist governments, the point is it was an outside-funded group. Imagine if some outside group, if Russia was funding an overthrow of the government. Even if our government was bad, I'd be against it, because that's wrong. I'm not a traitor. But, you know, Obama went 2 years ago, and Panetta went before the Congress and said, we get our authority from the UN and NATO. We can launch wars whenever we want. And the Congress is like, excuse me? That's a violation of the Constitution. Why not? They've already violated everything else with the NSA and the Patriot Act and the NDAA and all the power grabbing and all the, well, they're the feds. I mean, they got guns. I mean, they got big badges. I mean, let's kiss their butts immediately. Saw the new Muppet movie, you know, where the FBI guy keeps pulling out bigger badges with the Interpol. And then pretty soon they get a delivery. It was a pretty bad movie, but that part was fun. I took my kids to it. Pulls out a giant badge, you know, bigger than he is. I think Joe Bannister, he says he has a joke photo for us. It's not a joke about him and his family, but it's you know, to point out that they just worship this image of the badge and the uniform. Well, then worship the Nazis then. They had some of the best-looking uniforms I've ever seen. That's why they were made by Hugo Boss, and I guess that's why they had Hugo Boss do the Star Wars uniforms, same company, for the Imperial officers. So it looks scary and authoritative. I mean, if a uniform is all that matters, should the Nazis rule the earth? They had the best uniforms ever. Seen an SS officer's uniform? It poses a lot of power. But I'm not going to wear one because I don't accept their ideology. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. And the uniform of hardworking American ranchers and the American flags and the horses and the good-looking people and the militia there with their guns, those feds didn't know what to do with people in their own costumes. Because the whole world is a stage, each of us players upon it.
It's time for Americans to take back the flag and the Culpeper flag and the cowboy hat and the images of freedom, or whatever the image of freedom is that resonates with you, V for Vendetta, whatever. Because we are the people. We are the authority, not the big giant government buildings and the helicopters and the Air Force Ones and Marine Ones and all the garbage, all the red carpets, all the pomp is to make you feel small, make you feel like a peasant. Emperors have been doing this for thousands of years, learning that big walled cities, trumpets to announce them, makes everyone feel small so they can then abuse you. Well, I don't want to live under that. And this was pure civil disobedience because they'd had the grazing rights before. The BLM had claimed these later. He was the only guy still in business of 52 other families because they'd run all the others out when their families on wagon trains when nobody was out there, not even Native Americans. That place, nobody was out there. That was the middle of nowhere. And that's why they went out there, so that there was no one they had to take the land from. And then they produced. You know, my dad was down in Paraguay, and we're going to our guest, doing charity medical work. He's done that off and on. And it was Paraguay or was it Uruguay? I forget. He's gone to a bunch of those places. And he, you know, he saw the dynamite thrown on the field during a soccer game. He went and saw one afternoon. It was on the news. It was a hand grenade. He said he saw it was a stick of dynamite. The guy was like 100 yards from him when he got up and threw it at the ref because he was mad at him. Talk about sports controlling people. But the Amish are the only ones that feed the country, basically. They went and took the desert north, and I went and looked it up online. And there it was in the news and built everything. Now the socialists want to take it from them. And it's the same thing. It's the same story over and over again of Amish trying to go to the middle of the nowhere desert to be left alone and turning it green and feeding the whole country. There's a couple of South American countries where the Amish literally feed the whole country. Just because they're moral and don't stab each other in the back. Well, it's the same thing. I would just call some of these Mormon folks out in the middle of nowhere, you know, kind of doing the same thing. And here comes the system, and all they've got is being their own group, and they're not going to live under it. And that's the groups the Homeland Security trains to go after. Because they know, in the end of the final equation, you're not going to give in, and then you're going to end up being leaders. Anybody that stands up in a city or a town, black, white, old, young, Catholic, Jewish, agnostic, it doesn't matter. If you stand up for basic liberty, the system's going to come after you, because you're a leader. Now, speaking of leaders, I was the first person to ever interview Joe Bannister for radio and TV. Pat Shannon interviewed him for, I think it was Media Bypass, I forget, or maybe Angie Scheister, I don't remember. And I went and I interviewed him while I was out covering Operation Urban Warrior in 99, and he had just quit as a Treasury agent, armed Treasury agent, in one of the raids and stuff, when he heard a radio show claiming that the IRS was basically a collection agency, it was a fraud, Federal Reserve was really private. He said, that's all crazy. Spent a year trying to disprove it, found out it was all true. Went and told his superiors about it. They said, go ahead and resign. He did resign. Then they tried to put him in prison repeatedly for speaking out. That made national news, and juries found him not guilty. We're going to break, but I wanted to get him on for 40 minutes here today on tax day to talk about the fraud that it is. But briefly, Joe, what is your take on the situation with the Bundy Ranch and what's just happened?
Hi, Alex. Well, thanks for having me. Bundys are fellow Nevadans. I've been in Nevada since 2005. And my heart goes out to them and to the people that were out there. I was riveted watching the video stream with David Knight out there and Josh, riveted like everyone else and rooting for them. They're going up against a big tyranny. And I just very, very overjoyed that there's a Nevadans like the Bundys there to stand their ground.
Well, even if they claim the grazing rights were legal, which I've looked at it, it's not. It's another fraud. We got to push back someday. It put the other 52 families out of business.
Right. I mean, where else can they go? What else can they do? This is proof that the government won't be happy until you are homeless, you've got nothing to eat, and then if you'll just sign up to be evaluated by the death panel, they'll like it just fine.
Exactly. They want control. And who was it said the power to tax is the power to destroy? It was George Washington first said it, and then the second Supreme Court's Chief Justice said it. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. We're going to talk to Joe Bannister, a true hero on the other side, another man who stood up and went through living hell to tell the truth, former special agent with the Department of Treasury. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Daniel Webster, in 1819, the Supreme Court case, attribution, the quotation came from the words of Daniel Webster and those of John Marshall in the Supreme Court case, McCulloch versus Maryland. Webster, in arguing the case, said an unlimited power to tax involves necessarily a power to destroy. that the power of taxation by the states may be exercised so as to destroy it. It is too obvious to be denied that the power to tax involves the power to destroy. Cannot be denied is the full quote. Well, let me show you what Agenda 21 is in Cloward and Piven. Forbes magazine today. CBO, Congressional Budget Office. Obamacare will spend more, tax more, and reduce the deficits less than they previously thought. Well, he says raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. So there you go. Magic wand. It says spending projections for 2013 and 2019 have increased with Obamacare $124 billion on taxpayers. And by the way, this is a great tax. You're going to get to pay it. 20 different taxes administered by the IRS are now announcing, oh, they will be grabbing your wages. They will be grabbing your bank account. Obamacare was a database for you to come waive your rights to counsel and the right to remain silent and give them the right to come after your bank account and increase the prices. And it's a tax to a foreign group of banks that own the insurance companies, the Supreme Court ruled. But that's not the first time. The IRS pays the private Federal Reserve, as Joe Bannister exposed. So why not, if we already pay the Federal Reserve all this money, and the Federal Reserve private banks own the big insurance companies, why not pay money directly to them? Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, break down what I just said. Give me your take on it and where all this is going.
Well, again, thanks for having me on, Alex. The thing is, there's only 545 people that run our lives, if you think about it. 9 Supreme Court justices, a president, 435 members of Congress, and 100 senators. And it really is within our grasp to change. We can't maybe change those 9 Supreme Court justices so quickly, but those other 536 people, it's really not that difficult. But the problem is that you have 30 to 40% of the population that loves the servitude that we're being given. And the rest of the people that are, they're on the gerbil wheel trying to keep up, as you say, with the Federal Reserve and the income tax, who can blame people trying to just, keep their families fed? But the thing is, as you pointed out, it's going to get a lot worse. And so we better start fighting a lot more now while we still have a house to live in, a roof over our heads, food to eat, because the plans are, as you pointed out so many times, that we won't have those things, and that's how they can really get control of us, when we don't even have a roof over our head or food to eat, or if the food we have will be GMO and fluoridated water and, like I say, just one foot in the grave and one foot on a banana peel.
When you were first speaking out 15, 16 years ago, before all your trials and tribulations, it was pretty rare to have folks saying what we're saying. Now, so much of what we talk about is almost passe. It's hidden in plain view, but then no one gets in trouble. What do you call that paradox?
It really kills me, to see that smug look on Harry Reid's face in that interview that was published yesterday. That's when I saw it, where he's saying, it's not over. It makes me sick to my stomach to think that people like that can not only get into office, but stay in office and then work with their own children and then appoint, the head of the BLM. And they're all just this little cabal. Where Harry Reid is like the king of Nevada, and he literally is so smug. And then if you can replicate that, of course, by all 50 states, they have their corrupt people, Corzine in New Jersey and, Feinstein and Boxer out in California. They all have their little fiefdom, their little kingdom, and they're just destroying America, all 50 states at once. Because of these senators and congressmen that keep getting sent to office. And it drives me crazy. As you say, over 15 years that I've been in this, it's been very gratifying to see more and more people come in and help row the boat. And my hat's always been off to you because, you were in it even before me. We met there, I think it was March or April of 1999 when you were filming your Police State 2000.
Yeah, the military invasion. I want to come back and get into what the IRS is, where it's going, and the fact that they won't prosecute the illegals putting in fake tax returns. It's just incredible, all the things they're doing and how the big corporations don't pay hardly any tax. because, I mean, Warren Buffett, all of it with Joe Banister. I'm going to give your website out. He has an excellent website. We'll put that on screen. When we come back, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
AgentForTruth.com, Joe Banister, is our guest right now. And we see the globalist starting war with Russia. We see all the craziness going on. We see the massive bureaucratic taxes increasing. Obama promised to not raise taxes. They're going to just eat us alive. And they can just keep saying, it's the law, it's the law, it's the law, and blackmail the Supreme Court to sign off on it. At a certain point, we're going to have to turn this around. We're going right back to Joe Banister here in just a moment to give him the floor to talk about the situation on tax day and when's enough enough. Half the country now, not even in the work rolls. The rest hanging on by their fingernails. Almost everybody I know is having real hard times. And the answer is more taxes, more regulations, more bureaucracy. So we're going to talk about that with Joe Banister here on April 15th. But before I go any further, remember that the globalists use making people poor a system of control. And every time we cover Bilderberg or a globalist event, we get the intel that they're mad that people have money to be able to come and protest them, or that people are even able to go do that. And I saw so many comments online like, I'm going to spend my $200 savings to drive from Oregon down to Nevada. It's all the money I got. Or I can't go. I don't have the money for gas. I mean, it's just what an incredibly enslaved nation that people live paycheck to paycheck and our standard of living is going down with automation, everything. We should have more money than ever. The globalists admit this. They're trying to make us poor. It's like Obama telling Africans, in fact, let's try to find that. You can't have air conditioning or cars as he lands, you know, in $50 million a day to run his operation. It's all about you being totally poor, them being totally rich, while they attack the middle class, saying they're stingy and evil and greedy because they want to be middle class. And Cliven Bundy, he's a horrible thief on range fees. Because the range fees ran off the other 52 families that came there on wagon trains in 1877. Because they got fooled into signing on to it when they already had the rights on record. And he just said, I'm not doing this. I'm not going bankrupt. And they said, all right, well, here's a paramilitary army coming for you. We're going to go back to Joe Banister here in a moment. Just remember, we don't get taxpayer money like MSNBC. They got stimulus and taxpayer. And we don't get taxpayer money like NPR and others. We don't get product placement, behavior placement, as the media calls it, propaganda placement, with government ads here. We're funded by you supporting us and our sponsors. So check out InfoWarsLife.com with just incredible supplements like the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the Lung Cleanse, the staple in the incredible proprietary Survival Shield, Nasonide. I've done so much for myself and my family. You've heard the rave reviews. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we are going to get rid of the 25% off special tomorrow. The Traveler Pro-Pure Gravity-Fed Stainless Steel Filters that annihilate the competition, 25% off on that right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Normally $205, $153. They've got the pitchers, the 10% off. It has the same great filler that cuts out the glyphosate and fluoride. It's the best. That's why we sell it at the lowest price you're going to find in the galaxy. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get prepared and shop with the good guys. Okay, Joe, I've been ranting. I want to give you the floor now and also tell us the latest over at your excellent website with all the resources that are there to document things for folks. I think it's key to explain to people this is illegitimate, as you've been doing for 15 years. And it really is. It's not just your opinion. And where it's all going. But even if the IRS had been legitimate, it's not. But if you've got all these big corporations that write the rules, like Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of bailout money, tax money, but also, you know, lobbied for it and then lobbies for increased taxes on poor people, claiming that's robbed from the rich, give to the poor. It's robbed from the poor, give to the rich. How do we shatter that paradigm for folks and let them understand that literally the IRS is a collection agency for a foreign consortium?
Well, Alex, what I like to do is, you know, the IRS likes to look at a paper trail, to use a paper trail to go after the average citizen. And so I encourage people to look at the IRS's paper trail. And the paper trail begins, as you know, and I've told your listeners many times, back in the early 1900s, culminating in 1913 with the alleged ratification of the 16th Amendment. And not surprisingly, the Federal Reserve Act coming in of the same year, and that's where it began. Now, of course, they lied about the ratification of the 16th Amendment, but the courts have done their best to dismiss that as an issue. Okay, fine, but it's still a fact if people want to look it up. But even if the 16th Amendment was ratified, lo and behold, the Supreme Court ruled that the 16th Amendment did not expand federal taxing power. It's not Alex Jones's opinion. It's not Joe Banister's opinion. It's numerous Supreme Court cases that said so. And the Supreme Court also ruled, they defined what income, the word income, is as an income tax. And the problem is that the IRS has been, you know, BSing the public all these decades that they have income when they go to work every day and trade an hour of their time for an hour of pay. And the thing is that that doesn't square with what the Supreme Court says that income is. Also, most Americans are not liable to pay the federal income tax. These are facts. The IRS even acknowledges that you're required to file a tax return with the IRS for any tax you are liable for. Look it up in the instruction booklet. I like the way, Alex, you always tell people, look it up. The only problem is that not enough people look it up because these are facts. And it's only the IRS using their little pamphlets and flyers and handouts and the fact that their own agents, you know, that's what they use is flyers and handouts rather than the actual Internal Revenue Code, the Supreme Court cases. And then you've got the federal judiciary, the appellate courts, who are not ruling in line with the U.S. Supreme Court. So actually, the landscape isn't all that difficult to understand if you just take a look. And as Alex Jones always tells people, look it up.
Keep going. I mean, walking through this and then tying it in to all the persecution you've gone through, where you think this country's going versus where you'd like to see it go?
Well, I'm sure many people know, maybe they don't know, that the graduated income tax is the darling of Karl Marx. It's one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. It's a book that Marx wrote with Engels. It's an actual book, and they called for all of these things to advance Marxism. And a graduated income tax is a Marxist darling. It's not a Jeffersonian darling. It's not a Washingtonian darling. It's a Marxist darling, and we have it. Also, a central bank is another Marxist darling. And these systems are about robbing you of your property and controlling you. And we now have 100 years, over 100 years. 2013 was the 100th anniversary of the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act. So we have over 100 years of track record to see that all these so-called conspiracy theorists that said that these systems were all about control and taking your property, that's what's happening. That's what's been happening for decades. And, you know, with Mr. Bundy and his family, you've got the BLM rather than the income tax per se. But don't worry, the income tax agents, if they haven't already been banging down his door, they will as well. You know, a bureaucracy has multiple alphabet soup agencies to sick on you, and they're going to overwhelm you until we recognize we're 300 million people, they're 545 people, and this is, you know, the deck is actually stacked in our favor if we would just realize it.
Just to understand the evil of the system we're dealing with and how they targeted you, why don't you tell listeners briefly, Joe, just a recap of all the persecution you went through. But the system ended up working because the system's being discredited, the establishment system, our old system. The jury did end up actually finding you not guilty.
That's right. And, I, you know, as much as we all rail about how our rights are being destroyed and picked apart, we still have a few of them left. And those are the rights, of course, we have to use to get our country back. I did have a jury trial. Basically, the IRS and the Department of Justice, well, primarily the IRS, 95% of what they do does not involve a jury. You basically have to be charged criminally in order to get a jury of your peers to evaluate your conduct. And after I resigned in 1999, and in 2004, I was indicted on 4 federal felony counts, conspiring to defraud the United States of America and preparing 3 false amended income tax returns. And the IRS had already been raking me over the coals civilly, because in the civil arena, the IRS, there's no, like I say, no juries involved. It's all administrative. A lot of the things that Mr. Bundy is experiencing, same with me, and same with most Americans. They can rake you over the coals administratively, and you have no jury, no judge even looking at the situation. But you have to be charged criminally, where you're going to face prison, in order to actually have a jury evaluate your conduct. And that's what happened to me when I was indicted in 2004. My trial occurred in June of 2005 in Sacramento, California, and it lasted 5 to 7 days. And the jury learned how the government, the IRS, and the Department of Justice had no case against me. They claimed that I conspired with my client to defraud the United States of America. Yet my defense attorneys point blank asked each and every witness of the government, did you witness any kind of conspiracy going on with Mr. Bannister? No. Did you encounter any documents that showed that there was a conspiracy? No. Did you see anything false on these income tax returns that the government claims are false? No. So the jury is just hearing from the government all of these things that say, why are we here? You claim that this man did all these bad things, and you can't produce one witness or one piece of documentation to prove that it's the case. Why did you prosecute him? So thankfully, I had 12 thinking jurors. We were a little concerned because it was in Sacramento, California, the capital of California. There's a lot of government workers there. But it was actually government workers, in my case anyway, who were champions of the jury process and actually paying attention and seeing that the government was trying to railroad me, and they wanted the jury to buy into it, and they weren't about to do that. And so I was acquitted on all the charges. And that was back in 2005. So like what, almost like 9 years ago.
Now there's been other just IRS agents, not armed Treasury agents like you, who they've actually been able to throw in prison with ignorant juries. But more and more, we never used to see juries finding people not guilty. More and more, we are finding them not guilty. And that's what the jury's there to do, is judge the facts and the law. It's very, very simple. You know, sometimes there is a time to not follow some fictitious regulation that's being misapplied. A great analogy of that is they claim every year in August, nationwide, in every local paper, it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law to take vaccines. They kick you out of school on policy. Then they trigger the law on truancy, but you can't trigger the law on truancy when you kick them out. And then it turns out they shouldn't have been able to kick you out because the policy is not lawful in the courts, because you're supposed to be able to be given a waiver from the policy. But that extrapolates into Rick Perry saying it's the law, you've got to take Gardasil 6 years ago, and people took their daughters in and got the shot because the governor said it was the law. Nope. The governor mandated under emergency powers that the state health department list it as one of the shots that they instruct the schools to comply and get people vaccinated. But it's just that, a bureaucratic order.
That's right. And what you point out is very important, Alex, and that is, you know, the jury, first of all, that means that we all need to be informed jurors and try to get on a jury rather than try to get off a jury or get out of jury duty. And the second thing that I, of course, harp on, because a lot of my family is in law enforcement and government service, and that is that those are the boots on the ground. Those are the people, like you saw in the videos there with the Bundy family. Those agents took an oath to support and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They took that oath before they were issued their boots, before they got their rifle, before they got their cool sunglasses that are probably have cameras in them, before they got all that equipment, they took an oath to support and defend the Constitution. All those Las Vegas Metro officers, on and on and on, all the government bureaucrats everywhere, they all took an oath, okay? And they need to remember that they took that oath before anything else happened, before they even got their first paycheck. And they need to remember what that oath said. And they need to use their common sense to determine who are those enemies, who are the foreign enemies, who are the domestic enemies, and then what can I do within my purview and my job to make sure that I abide by my oath. Now, for me, in order to abide by my oath, I had to resign. But there's still a lot of people that are in government service, very good people, including my own family. And so we need everyone to educate themselves on the oath they already took, and to do the right thing.
You sent us a photo. Tell us about this photo we're going to put up for TV viewers, and describe it for radio listeners, and why you want us to show it.
Was that the photo of my family with all the uniforms and badges?
Yeah, to make the point. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, as best I can remember, the guy in the far left in the tan uniform is my brother John. He's a lieutenant in the California Highway Patrol. Then I believe the next is my brother Jeff. He's a San Jose, California police officer. And then my mom, Ann, is in the middle. My dad passed away just a few months before I went into the IRS in 1993. Otherwise, he would have been in the photo. Then is my brother Jim. He's a battalion chief in the Daly City, California Fire Department. And I think over on the right is me with the white shirt and the treasury badge.
And I guess that was taken, back in 93, 94?
Yeah, like 94, 95. And then there's another picture of my uncle, 30 years as a deputy sheriff with Santa Clara County, California. I love the picture, not because my poor relatives have to have that picture paraded around. But, you know, as you are, Alex, I'm so sick and tired of this. Oh, they're all anti-government zealots. They just don't want to pay their fair share. It's such a crock. So I think that picture speaks with more than 1,000 words.
Well, I'll say on average, most police I've run into are more awake and more concerned about what's going on in the general public. But the bad guys get put in charge, especially of the feds, or people that will just follow any order. They're basically military. And they treat me like I'm in Fallujah and have shot a RPG at them. And they're trying to get more and more thug-like people in. But that is something that's been holding the tyranny up, is that there are a lot of good people in the system who do what they do out of compartmentalization. I want to talk about that when we come back with Joe Bannister, because they came after him a couple times trying to throw him in jail just for giving speeches and telling people about the IRS. They said, well, you're telling people not to pay their taxes. You're in a conspiracy. No, his free speech is not a conspiracy. It's an open plan to stop evil.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. Nightly News is back tonight, 7 o'clock, Lord willing. I'll be back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More special guests, informative information. The average person says, hey, man, pay your fair share. We got to run the country. The IRS, the income tax, came in 1913. It wasn't widely deployed till the 50s. It's designed, according to Ronald Reagan's own commission, in 81 in Congress, to pay the national debt. The banks created it so when they had the income tax to pay the Federal Reserve, it came together. It's the takeover, just like Obamacare. And I don't want to be here in 100 years, you know, people going, hey, it's a conspiracy that Obamacare was a scam. I mean, it's just, come on, folks, stop being naive. It is so frustrating to know how much prosperity we could have, but that the globalists want artificial scarcity. They do not want us to be able to be self-sufficient. I mean, they admit it. They say they want us under their control. This is their plan. Cloward and Piven is just one manifestation of that. Joe Bannister, I know I asked a question before the break, and I said we're going to come back. I don't remember what it was, but we got about 4 minutes left. There's a huge awakening happening. The system knows we're waking up. They're preparing the police and military for war. That's kind of waking the police and military up. And I think the big false flag is a civil war. I think that's the false flag to bring the country down, and then that lets the globalists take over, is getting us killing each other. That's why I try as hard as I can to reach out to police and military. We've actually got the military. The globalists have a big problem. The military is really awake. Police are waking up fast. Feds, you know, at least the ones they put out there they just think they're going to follow orders. Where do you see all this going?
Well, I do what you said. You're talking about how, you know, a First Amendment protected activity, free speech, can't possibly be a conspiracy. And my attorney, Bob Bernhoff, who, you know, you had on the show that time, he defended Wesley.
I want to get you and him back on. That guy was amazing.
He said he has this gallows humor. He calls it the conspiracy of full disclosure. where here you are, you're making speeches, you're telling your friends, you're completely doing things out in the open. Why? Because it's your right, because that's what Americans do. And yet the government will try to turn that into some kind of a criminal conspiracy, some kind of criminal conduct. And so, you know, it's gallows humor, but it really, it's illustrative. And I think that's why it's so important for us, the Bundy family, how they've shown with the horsemen and everyone there at that confrontation. They were peaceful. They were direct. They knew what their rights were, and they weren't going to back down in the face of tyrants trying to take their rights away.
And I want to say something, just because Harry Reid, and I'll call him a criminal, is so arrogant and has that smug look, that's criminology. They always think they're invincible, and that's their undoing.
That's right. And that's why it's so important for people. Don't, you know, have this be something that makes you feel good and shows an example of how yourself know your rights, know what's going on, and politely but firmly express those rights if you encounter a bureaucrat or a police officer or a federal agent or whatever it might be.
And when you see a bureaucrat or a cop doing the right thing, help them, support them, praise them.
Absolutely.
In closing, tell folks about all the great info on your website.
Well, agentfortruth.com, there's a section called Become an Agent for Truth. And I think that does since there's not a lot of time to go over this kind of stuff in a show, people can do their homework a little bit and see more about the landscape. And, you know, I want everybody to be as safe as they can. But, of course, freedom isn't free, and it's difficult. So agentfortruth.com is my little contribution to try to keep people safe as they
are. And you're a leading expert who's been through the wars. So if folks want to think about things with the IRS, they need to go to your site. Thank you so much, Joe. I want to get you and your lawyer on soon. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Great job, crew. Great job, everybody. Nightly News tonight, 7.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war.